Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A special feature today with Warren Beeler, Executive Director of the Governor's Office of Agricultural Policy. It's special because with as many speaking engagements and appearances that he makes in a month, it's difficult to keep up with him. He's been in this position for something over a year now. His office is in charge of distribution of the ag-dedicated portion of the Master Tobacco Settlement Agreement.
We've been so lucky to have this money for now 15, 16 years, $542 million invested in agriculture. Cash receipts might have gone from $3.7 billion when it showed up to be, we've been as high as $6 billion. So I'm really lucky. I got a staff, and Bill McCloskey and the crew at the office can keep things going. I run the roads and give 20, 30 speeches a month, and that's what the governor wants me doing, and that's what I do best. And so it's really been fun. I tell you, I've enjoyed it, and I've learned more in first year than any year I've ever been on this earth.
A portion of that funding goes into low-interest Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation loans, for example, for beginning farmers. As the loan is paid off, that return gets recycled.
Well, that money's the only money in state government that's making money. So we got about $70 million in that account now, and we get back off our 2% about $750,000 a month to reinvest. So money, making money and growing agriculture, you can have a better program, period, anywhere.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. So that's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Warren Beeler here on the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation low-interest loans assisting commercial lenders with farmer loans that might not have been possible without that boost.
It takes pressure off the lender, and it lowers the interest rate for the farmer. It does both. And it's money that will be there forever and ever. You know, if the tobacco settlement fund ever stops, that money there will continue to work.
There are county cost share programs from building hay storage to strengthening cattle genetics statewide. The Ag Development Fund is making a difference.
I mean, we got 167 hay barns, just forages-wise, to support the beef cattle in Rockcastle County, just one county. Genetically, what we've done in terms of doing, right now we got Les Anderson, the Kentucky Beef Network, got synchronizing basically about 6,000 cows in this state.
Warren Beeler there with just a snapshot of the ag development process. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.